Oh, me? Oh man, I really didn't think about this, but how did you feel it?
you didn't talk to this guy, did you?
Thought a new question was coming, Zach. I felt pretty good. I think it's the problem today was I was trying to incorporate a little bit of a new move in a last bullpen. I just kind of got caught in between how I know how to pitch and trying to get better mechanically. And you know, it's hard to rep game speed, especially in the first one. And sometimes you know, we got to know maybe when to separate those things when practice. You know, shouldn't creep into the game, but you don't know how to simulate game reps until you do it. So, I mean, I feel like I got ahead of most of the hitters. There was some execution problems on just throwing good 0-2, 1-2, even 2-2 pitches. You know, that's the toughest part when you get into games, because those are areas that are a little harder to practice in bullpens, right? The swing and miss areas. And that's something that I'll work a little bit more on as far as playing catch and bullpens. But, yeah, I mean, nerves are a little bit out there. You know, you try to settle in, get things going. The results weren't great at all. But I think when we try to take a deeper dive and understand, you know, what we're doing out there, what's our execution levels, and what can we learn from that, there's plenty to learn. And to my expectations, that's definitely a downer out there. But, you know, we'll get up tomorrow morning, hopefully, and get back at it.
What a great answer to that question. How can you hammer us?
You only live once.
Just struck by accident without knowing it.
You made a natural follow up there with your answer. What is this move that you were working on that you got caught in between? And what were you referring to?
Just trying to stabilize a little bit with the landing leg. Just getting a little bit more stability there and trying to stay on target a little longer. I have a tendency to kind of get a little rotated. But that's what's natural to me and how I get down there. Everybody's got their own unique way to do it. We're always tinkering and trying to get better. I think it's trial and error. I think we understood that it didn't work very well, or at least I didn't think it did. But it comes with practice, and we have to continue to pursue it and to keep pushing, or we just bag it and we move on and we kind of get back to what we know how to do. So I expect the next one to be way better.
Is that was that something that Brent may have seen or suggested?
No, just everybody in general. Just kind of, I mean, it's very obvious. Like, you know, when you watch me, like, it's a move that most people do that I'm not doing. And there's a uniqueness in just kind of having a softer landing leg there. In a perfect world, it would be nice to do that, and it could create more power, more conviction, more movement, whatever you want to call it. But that's just the life of a pitcher and trying to be the best we can be and knowing our limits. And we just kind of go back to the drawing board and understand, okay, where are we most comfortable at?
So you may have already said this, but Steve whispered something in my ear and distracted me. I don't know what you're talking about. It's really rude. But how long have you been working on this? The new move?
2 days.
Oh, okay. So it's real new.
Yeah. It just kind of goes along with what I said. Like, you can't simulate game reps. So these are kind of the moments that you want to try it. Like, in the season, it would probably be something that we wouldn't be doing. But it off, you know, obviously takes time to practice something, you know. As the experts out there say, it takes quite a few times to be perfect or be great at something. So 2 days in, I think we need a little more time than that. But we're at a point now where we're ramping up, and we just got to focus on what we do best. And, that was just a good tell today of, like, hey, I'm working through it. I'm executing pitches early, but I'm not executing. And then, you know, I lose the fastball and some good counts, and, we got to win those. And I think that's just the difference between the results of the day, and it flip-flopping completely different if I had any fastball command. It would have been extremely different. We would be smiling and having a lot more fun right now.
But it's all wild pitches can happen on anything, but could it have been a factor in the wild pitch, the new move?
Oh, that thing was springing way up, yeah, for sure. It's just a timing thing. It's just, there's factors that go into it. You know, our body moves a certain way, and we have to be real natural and athletic about it. Excuse me. And I didn't like it.
Is
simple as that.
So is it something where you're at a point where kind of evaluating, do I keep going with this thing, or and trying to get to a point where it feels natural? Or?
Correct. Yeah. Like, I don't want to make this whole, you know, interview about how I tried something and it didn't work and, you know, I blamed it because of it. That's not what this is. It's just we compete out there. It was the first one. I had some nerves going. I was, excited, and slowing down the game is a big part of getting back out there for the first time and as we get into the season, because, I mean, there's some pressure that comes out there, especially with runners on, and you can't simulate that in the off season. In spring training, you can get a little bit of it, but you can't. So that's just one of those things where we're going to get better at that, and we're just going to kind of understand what I'm doing as we go mechanically.
You're a veteran now, and it's kind of a cliche, veteran pitchers working through on new things in spring, ignore the results. And I'm just wondering, how do you compare how you feel in spring now compared to a few years ago when you were trying to make a ball club?
Sure, yeah. It is a little different. I think there's a sense of peace and confidence in knowing, all the work that you put in years before, you get to a point where you can, you're not comfortable, but you just you know that you can go out there and make these adjustments to be better as a pitcher and getting that game speed feedback. And it only today just I understand that I'm gonna go back out and pitch like I know how to pitch, and fully expect to make that better next time. And as we get closer, I just got to be more of who I am and attack my strengths and just leave any type of experiment behind. Everybody does it. Everybody's got their experiments. Everybody's always tinkering. So it's not a new thing. It's just sometimes it goes better than others.
Speaking of who you are, you come off always, very laid back, easygoing, good sense of humor. But I kind of get the sense watching you pitch sometimes that you do a little better when your hair's on fire and you get a little redness about you.
Yeah, there's no doubt. That's instilled by my father. And he'd get me worked up a lot back in the day as a kid, and I would always perform better. The focus gets more narrow. The intensity kind of gets to a place where you carry a lot of edge, and it's a battle sometimes because it's not really a mood that I necessarily want to be in all the time. But you have to, like the great Kobe and Jordan, they have these inner mental battles where they make up stories or they, the guy might be a really great guy across the field, but you kind of hate his guts in that moment, right? That's the mentality. So there is edge in knowing I pitch better like that, and it's get in that moment is the tough part. I don't want to give up a homer in the first and then go psycho out there and be like, nobody's gonna hit me. I want to get out there and just spitting blood before they even get in the box, right? And carry that and try to sustain it. And that's the tough part through 2 hours of pitching and six innings. Sustaining that intensity is very hard to do, which is why a lot of cooler, calm, cool, collected pitchers can sustain that same thing, unless you're like a Max Scherzer who's got a different gene.
For sure.
Thanks, Luke.
Yeah, thanks, Luke.
Thank you, man.
Hey, you got a few questions.
Yeah.